You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Ken.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about showing emotions in front of your kids.
Tequila Benton has always tried to be strong for her kids. But the Madison storyteller wonders if that comes at a price.
It's a rare thing to get a glimpse of yourself from the outside. All of your hard work, love, devotion, the sacrifices and sleepless nights, and think, I'm a pretty freaking awesome mom. Well, this is not one of those times. It's more like one of those occasions surrounded by half-folded baskets of clothes and piles of books and papers, screaming, will you kids just leave each other alone? Why am I always stepping on Legos? That's it. Go to bed. Everybody just go to bed. I forced a smile recalling that day. I was very near losing it. It was an overwhelming day, I said to my son. But you didn't cry, my little guy responded. In that instance, I realized how my kids must have saw me. As someone who instructs them on how to handle emotional overflows, but fails to take my own advice. Surely I've cried in front of my kids, right? Well, when I was pregnant, I remember crying all the time. Those ASPCA commercials get me every time. But that was late at night, and I'm sure my daughter was sleeping. Maybe one of the times when the pain from my migraine reached a fever pitch. Probably not, since I prefer to hide in the bathroom, you know, in the dark, in the tub, with a blanket over my head. I tend to hide in the bathroom a lot, I think, when that uncomfortable emotional side of me starts taking over. Could that be why my kids refuse to allow me any privacy in the bathroom? Even if I'm on the toilet, they feel it's okay to burst in, mid-argument, forcing me to mediate from the porcelain throne. Locking the door doesn't help either. I see little tiny fingers underneath the door. They slide notes under there. Hear my son screaming, Mom, I know you're not using the bathroom. You have your phone, I can see it. Poo particles are getting all over your phone. They don't know that I'm Googling affirmations because I'm replaying the last 14 years of my life trying to figure out what went wrong, and perhaps if I had cried more in front of their dad, he wouldn't have been so distant. He has told me on many occasions that he felt I was only open when I was crying and my guard was down. I wonder if my kids view me that same way. It bothers me as deeply as the constant tears that are ingrained on my shoulders that my mother cried on. I knew early on I didn't want to be emotional like that. I said I'd be a boulder like my grandmother, who I only ever saw shed a tear for my father's incarceration. Even when I saw her the last days of her life, laying in her hospital bed, she looked at me and smiled and motioned for me to come and sit next to her in the bed. I couldn't. I ran in the bathroom and cried, and I still regret that to this day. Moms do cry, I told my son, like when you leave your Legos on the floor and I step on them, or especially when your sister uses up all the data, yeah, I cry. No, you curse, Mom. You don't cry. Okay, note to self, stop cursing, at least out loud. Or perhaps the next time I'm in the bathroom and one of them slides a note under the door, I'll write a reply back that says, Mom is crying, do not disturb, and slide it back out to them, poo particles and all. Thank you.
Tequila Benton's story came to us from the podcast Inside Stories, which features Madison storytellers and digs deeper into their lives. She's the co-host of the podcast and originally shared that story at a Listen to Your Mother event. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Kohlberg.
This story, Moms Don't Cry, has been turned into an animation. Check it out on this week's new episode of Wisconsin Life on PBS Wisconsin or online at wisconsinlife.org. This is Wisconsin Today.